Today, the O Antiphon that we celebrate is recognizes God as the leader of the house of Israel, the giver of the law of Moses, who comes to rescue with his mighty power. That's really what we hear about in that first reading from the book of Jeremiah, the book of the prophet Jeremiah, that not only are the people of Israel going to say, and as they celebrate the Passover each year, they thank God for liberating them from Egypt, but that those same deeds, that same might and power of God was going to be manifested in their own time when he brought them back from the north, from exile, back to Jerusalem. In a way, it reminds us that each time that we celebrate these sacred mysteries in the liturgical year, we in a sense are representing that grace that is offered through Jesus Christ, in a sense asking the Lord that the very power, either his healing power, his power to save, which was in that mystery, is brought again to us present in our own time. Of course, we're not the historical event, but the saving grace of that event that is given through the Eucharist, through the celebration of the liturgy. Looking at the Gospels, we continue our journey with Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem. We come across very specifically the figure of Joseph. There's two things we could highlight about Joseph that we hear in the Gospel today. First of all, Joseph, the silence of Joseph is something that we can imagine and picture, of course, the disappointment. Apparent infidelity of his fiancée, Mary. That's what he figures is going on. Of course, we know through the power of the Holy Spirit that this is something divine. But he also, we see that the deliberation that he had to insight into his thinking, what we do notice is that after all of the thinking, he made the decision, but then he decided to sleep on it. And it's then, in that moment, that God intervenes. In a way, so the silence of Joseph, but then that pause that he gives. I think this is something that we need to remember in our own life. St. Joseph, this year of St. Joseph, can help us up very much. He paused. He allowed the gates of his mind to open up and to let the King of Glory enter. But we too, when we're considering making decision, we can pause in silence. We can wait a few minutes before we hit that send button, that email that we want to send, or that text message. Thereby, it gives God an opportunity to propose, to suggest, and even to dream of another avenue. I can think of many times where I'm about to send this very long and elaborated email about something, and either something somebody is, I felt offended or whatever. It's like, you know what, on second thought, maybe we'll just take out about three quarters of all this and communicate really what I really want to communicate. God comes through and to be open to the direction that God gives to us. Sometimes in those second thoughts is when the Lord enters in. It shows also the St. Joseph's obedience of faith. He, through this dream, he realizes what God is asking him to do, and then he accepts to do it as well. You know, this is what St. Joseph did. As soon as God made his will clear through the message of the angel, Joseph simply obeyed. He simply obeyed. And we should do the same in our own life. So Joseph's silence, his ability to pause, to allow God to come into and to influence his actions, and also that obedience to God when he does reveal himself, are those characteristics that we can follow in imitating St. Joseph. May he help us to know and to experience God's will, and to have the courage and power to accomplish it in our own lives. Amen.